We've got a really weird situation out in Oxford, where we know that they've already suffered great calamity nearly a year ago now, where four students were shot and killed by an allegedly student gunman. Well, now a weapon discharged on school grounds, but it was under the control of a school security officer. Lloyd Jackson, WJR senior news analyst, joins us with that story.
Hey, Guy. Yeah, some people are questioning now whether it's safe to have armed teachers or security in school after the gun of a security guard at Oxford Middle School accidentally discharged on Monday. The security guard, who is a retired police officer with 28 years experience, was using a staff bathroom that only has one stall. He hung the gun on the door hook, and when he went to grab his gun from the hook, it caught on to the lower part of the hook and fired into the ceiling. Luckily, no one was hurt and no one heard the gun discharge other than the security guard, who then immediately told school administrators what happened and then contacted the Oakland County Sheriff, who has to be notified by law when a gun discharges. And a note to parents, the school said it's examining weapons protocols for armed security guards and are taking deemed corrective action to prevent incidents like this from happening again. Some, though, Guy, wondering if a security guard with 28 years experience in law enforcement can have an accidental discharge. It shows how easily it could happen. And as an example, there should they really be armed officers or teachers, for that matter, in schools? So,
yeah, he was in a restroom, I understand. And I presume he took the weapon out of the holster and hung it on the hook because he didn't want it to drop out of the leather while he was doing his business there.
Yes.
He was trying to be safe. But is that a recommended way of securing your weapon, hanging it on a hook?
It's probably not, Guy. And how much do you want to bet that that wasn't the first time?
Yeah.
He's done that before, I would think, and he's probably said, well, you know, no problem. It's just normal to him. He does it, you know, and everything's fine. And this time it wasn't. It takes one time, though.
Yeah. And because it discharged, anytime the weapon is discharged, they have to report it. Now, I suppose he could have made up some story on it, but he has been very forthcoming and he did the right thing by reporting it. But yeah, the social media posts are saying, geez, if this guy with almost 30 years experience couldn't do it right, do we really want somebody? And by the way, thank goodness this was far away from kids, away even from the occupied school building. I think it was in a restroom at the stadium, at the football.
At the field house. Yeah, and nobody heard the gun go off but him. So, I mean, actually, he really could have not said anything, but he did the right thing.
Yeah, and also ignited a bit of a discussion in the process. Let me ask you that question. This movie, Rust, the Western that Alec Baldwin was making, just totally off topic. Mm-hmm. Would you go see it?
I don't think so. And I kind of feel the way you say that it's going to have a creep factor, and it's going to be people who are sitting in the theater wondering, as the other said, that, you know, is this the scene where this happened? Look at Alec Baldwin. Is he looking sad because this was the area where, you know, this is right after the shooting happened? I mean, you have those. I understand, you know, the father is going to be executive producer, and if the film makes money, you know, he's going to make money as well. But I just don't think I'm just not interested. I mean, I know a person died for real on the set.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, wasn't acting. And I don't know. I don't think it would be appealing to me.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, there's so much content out there right now. And there's so many things you could possibly watch. I just look at it and say, I'm not going to find much entertainment in that, knowing what we know.
Yeah.
Lloyd, thanks so much. And thanks for our reporting out there in Oxford. It is 3:58 here on News Talk 760 WJR. Gas prices when we return.